Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Jim Britt. He's author of the new book, The Law of Realization, among his other 12 books. And The Law of Realization talks about the science that proves the law of attraction isn't necessarily what it seems, and it doesn't work like we think it should. So welcome, Jim.
Well, thank you very much, Stacey. Good to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. And now, Jim, what do you mean by saying that the law of attraction doesn't work like we think it does?
Well, first of all, I think that it a law of attraction kind of has its place because I think it's helped people to realize that they're more, how they think and how they feel really determines a lot about what they have in their lives. But I'll think positive and I'll wish something to happen hard enough and I'll visualize it and it's going to come to me. I think that's where it breaks down because if you could attract somebody to you, then you could probably be driving along the highway and decide you want a good hamburger and it appears on your console along with the soda.
Right.
So that's not going to happen. We all say, well, that's foolish. So the other, at some point, has to be foolish as well, from that sense. So the law of attraction, in fact, I used to teach it many years ago and suddenly realized when I started to connect the dots backwards in my life, how I ended up where I was, and it wasn't by what I attracted; it's what by the actions I took, based on
right.
the decisions I make. So,
now, Jim, how would you define the law of realization?
Well, when you decide to have something, and you look at anything you have in your life that you are passionate about getting, it could be a new car or money or anything that you wanted in your life, lose weight, get healthy, anything like that, you make a decision. And when you make a decision that doesn't allow for anything less than that, then your view of the world changes and the view that people have of you changes. So it's like you're putting out this signal and now you're in resonant harmony with what you want to create. So if you want to be wealthy, for an example, you're gonna be more aware of the possibilities, the opportunities, and the ways to become wealthy. If you had no thought or no decision to become wealthy, why would you even be looking for it? So mm-hmm. it, really what happens is when you decide to do something, your view changes of your surroundings, your world, everything about it changes.
So your perspective, as you're saying, changes so that you're looking for the opportunities. You're
mm-hmm.
more aware. You're seeing things. You can put yourself in different situations where you would have more opportunity to, let's say, since we're using the example, and who wouldn't want to be wealthy, becoming
mm-hmm.
wealthy, you are more aware of all the things, everything that it takes to do that. It's almost like all of the thoughts and to-do lists and other things that are, crowding our minds, they are melting off a bit to the side. And then you just have this one thing that you want because you are realizing, the law of realization, that you need to do things to get you there. You need to take action versus just thinking, I want to be
yeah.
wealthy.
And, it's true that you do become attractive to people. It's like you're around somebody that's upbeat and positive and you go, wow, I really like that person's vibes, or I like the way I feel around them. And then you can get around somebody negative and down and depressed and you're going, wow, I want to get away from that person. So it's true that you do influence people, and you influence people based upon how you feel. But mm-hmm. you're not attracting those people to you. Your view of the world changes. So if you're negative and you run into a positive person, that person's going to go away from you because you're the influence of what you want in your life is negativity based upon your focus.
Now, I know you talk a lot about how the law of realization is already working in our lives. Where in what areas do you think the law of realization is already working and we don't even realize it?
And it actually works in every area of our lives because it's we are where we are based upon the decisions we've made. Mm-hmm. And we've created what we have in our lives, whether it's more money, better relationship, better health, whatever it might be. We've created that based upon the decisions that we've made and based upon how we see the world around us. If we think money is hard to come by, then that's going to be our focus because we've decided that that's what it is. Does that make it true? Yes, it does for that person. It may not be true. It's just like a belief. All beliefs are false until you decided that it's true. Then it's only true for you. It's not true for everybody. So, mm-hmm. To change your life and change what you have in your life, really you have to change a belief, and a change of belief is really a split second when you make a decision to have something more than what you have.
Jim, would you say that's the first step to being aware of and consciously, proactively utilizing law of realization is, would you say that's the first step of making that decision?
Absolutely. Yeah. The first step is you have to have a desire to change. And, mm-hmm. and I think everybody has a desire, but they don't take it to that next step and decide to actually do it. And when you make a decision, I mean, everybody makes decisions every day, but when you make a decision that doesn't allow for anything less, it's like wealth and mediocrity are two different decisions. Wealth and poverty are two different decisions. Health and unhealthy are two different decisions. So it's having a desire to change, making a firm decision to change, and then taking action to change is really how things come about.
Tim, if you could leave our listeners with one or two pieces of advice to implement the principles of the law of realization, what would it be? What would they be?
Well, the first would be to realize that setting goals to accomplish things really don't work unless you back it up by a decision. So a goal is kind of, to me, it's an incremental step to get where you want to go. But it's based on the decision you've made that's the foundation. So many people write down their goals and paste them up on the wall and put them on their desk where they can see them, but they haven't made a decision that backs it up. So that's the first step, is to make the decision. And once that's made, then I think the most important success trait that you can have is that from that point forward is called self-observation, because every action that you take from that point forward is going to either move you closer to what you want or it's going to move you further away. So an action could be anything from a thought, a belief, a feeling, an emotion, a behavior. It's a self-observation process, a self-management process from that point forward. Is this action I'm taking, is this interview I'm making moving me closer to what I want to accomplish in my life? Is this food I'm eating helping me to become healthier or not? And it's always one or the other. It's black and white. Once the decision is made, the decision's not made, then it really doesn't matter. Just go any direction you want.
Right. Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. Our listeners can learn more about Jim Britt and his new book, co-authored, The Law of Realization, on his website, jimbritt.com, and there are two T's there. So it's jimbritt.com. And thank you so much, Jim, again, for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts, just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.